I'm ready.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I think they just got a sigh up in your ear holes. It's getting just frustrating now to find a fucking space to do this podcast. We're about two fucking days away, two podcasts away from just buying a compound, even if it breaks us, just to fucking make this work.
Dude.
This is ridiculous.
So loud, man. So many outside distractions.
And people, just fucking constant people. But anyways, before we go anywhere, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor this week. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet. Just for transparency purposes, I do want to say that they sent these out to me for free to test out, and I thought, hey, why not give them a shout out on the podcast? So, Viter Energy, it's V-I-T-E-R. So it's essentially a mint that is caffeinated. So you basically eat two of these things, and it's equivalent to one cup of coffee.
There you go. Now, how many are in there? Full details,
there's,
man.
There's 20 pieces in here.
That's right.
You get one piece is one serving, but apparently two is equal to one cup of coffee. So you got 10 servings in this little thing.
So you're getting 10... Five cups of coffee, right?
No, you're getting 10 cups of coffee.
No, 10 cups of coffee. There you go. That's even better, man.
It's equivalent to 10 cups of coffee. Look, to me, it's a little pricey. But there, you know, you could check prices around. It's Viter Energy, V-I-T-E-R, Energy. And I will say, man, they work. They give you some little pop, you know what I'm saying? I had my hell week at work, and I was consuming caffeine like it was water, and those things helped. The only thing is that they can get a little addicting because they're like mints, so you're just going to keep popping them like they're, you know.
All right, man, what if, real question everybody wants to know, what if I meet a nice-looking hoe and I need some pick-me-up to, you know, just give her some...
To lay a stabbing in?
Yeah. Some friendly tip.
I think this will do, man. You might want to take... Depending on how... See, do you want to just lay a little bit of tip? Or do you want to, like, put the fear of God?
We're just in the McDonald's bathroom, man. We got to go.
You got to go quick? All right.
Go quick.
I say real quick. You take two real quick, and you might even want to, like, just chew them real quick and just get
them
in your system.
That's
quick
what I'm doing.
Possible.
That's right.
And then
that's right.
And then you get do what you got to do. Do what you got to do, and then you head out.
All right.
You
go, man.
I think these mints are totally doable.
Paul, we're leaving.
You might have to.
Yeah. Yeah, man. There you go. So there you go. That's what you do. That's what you do.
Yeah, I think. Anyways, long story short, shout out to Viter Energy for sending me some free shit. Here we go. Optimus Prime is we can't catch a fucking break this week. It's dude, constant, man.
We're out here earlier than our normal.
We're out here earlier, and you know what, man? We waited till it was nice and quiet. We finally turned it on, and within 3 minutes of turning this motherfucker on, we've got Optimus Prime. We've got people walking by. We've apparently got now a fucking
audience.
Never ends, man. It's a never-ending struggle. You know, I was thinking, like, as I said audience, I was thinking about how we went to that convention last year, and we're like, oh, we should do one of these, like, podcasts, like live podcasts. We should still look into that.
We can't. I just, in fact, got the, not the email, well, kind of an email that the one we went to last year, it's coming back again, the August 31st, I believe.
I'm curious as to, too bad this thing isn't making any money, but if it was, it would be hilarious to do like a live show. Like have all the local people that, you know, listen to the podcast and be like, come on out, listen to the podcast. All you got to do is buy some tickets for some... like cosplay where you can walk around, make fun of people, you know, whatever.
I'll look into it. I'm like seriously gonna look into it because I want to know. We could totally, like, give out something for like best sex story or something like that. It's something random, man.
Oh, you mean like have people come up and tell the stories?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is it's gonna cost you money to rent that venue. It's not going to be like...
I got to see how they do it, because, I assume so.
You can't just, like, book it for free. You're going to have to pay a couple hundred bucks, probably, to rent that venue.
I make so much money now, man. I got this.
Your balls deep in that pop game, right? You just got money flowing.
Between that and overtime, man, just...
Now look into it, but if it's like $500, you're paying for
it. No, it's not like I don't... It's not like I want to do the big Comic-Con. This is like an offshoot one.
Yeah, so it's like a
small, think we're like...
Which is best for everybody, right? Because then that way, you guys, as in the listeners, aren't paying a shitload of money to listen to this fucking podcast that you get for free anyways. Yeah. Right?
No, it's not like we're gonna be. It's not gonna be like super raunchy. It's not like I'm gonna have like a kiddie pool and like throw water balloons at like hoes. Unless they'll let us do that. Unless you want to do that.
No, no, you can't do that, man. It's a nice hotel venue. You're gonna like you get. They're not gonna let you get fluids on the carpet.
The you people need to hear the podcast where you go over what we saw at said Comic-Con.
Yeah, but they weren't damaging the room. You'd get fucked if you did that.
That's why you couldn't touch the walls. Remember, they're like, don't touch the walls.
Yeah, they were very strict just on us not being by the walls. So anyways, man, what's going on with you? What's going on with your week?
Damn, son. Those are all your topics.
No, I got a few, but I'm trying to segueing and shit. Now we're not trying to just drop them on people. You can't just do it. What?
You wrote a book over there.
Oh, no, they're rolling topics. So those will go off, come back. Dude. Yeah,
like,
man. Like,
you write notes like a girl, man.
I thought you were. I thought you were like, oh, what are you? I thought you felt like I was segueing into it a little awkwardly.
No. I was like,
oh, you're talking about the fact that I'm a goddamn professional and I have a list of things. Unlike your two lines I see there written. All right, dog.
So you don't know
like two lines that probably correspond to each other.
So people don't know what we're looking at. So we have notes like we're professionals because we are semi-professional, pretty much. Like 75% professional. And so we have notes on our phones of things we're going to talk about. Sometimes I don't have anything because, let's be honest, John's a more professional guy out of the two of us.
Honest.
But today I do have topics and, you know, mine are really simple on my white little pad on my phone here. John's over here is on a yellow legal pad document app on his phone.
So, I'm like, time stamped every single one of them.
Yeah, and then his looks like a paragraph. And I'm like, what the hell?
Because in the past, see, I've been doing this longer than you. And so in the past, if I just write a line, I'll forget what I meant. Like that one time I read something and I was like, treats for dogs. What is that supposed to mean? And you were like, I don't know, man. And I was like, I guess I better write more.
Well, see, even back in the day when I was doing reviews for comic books.
We need a place to do this so badly. So badly.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, we should go back to that first coffee shop we used to go to back in the day and see if they can let us rent their office space for like an hour. Like a month, an hour a week, 4 hours a month. What are they going to charge us? I'll buy three coffees that day.
I will buy drinks and I'll give them a 20.
Yeah, if we can use the freaking room. Yeah, man, because this is getting frustrating. Yeah. I got bugs eating me right now.
I got some bugs attacking me. Bugs
trying to mate with me.
But
anyways,
but yeah, even my comic books review back in the day, links down below if you want to see those.
Don't forget to send those to me because I won't put them up.
Even my summaries of them, they weren't that professional like yours are.
You gotta be, dog. You gotta be. You should see those.
Mine were like, Thor gets hit with a hammer. I'm like, all right, I got this. So Thor gets hit with a hammer on page number 4.
Yeah, but see, you should have done a full script, dog. That's what those guys do on YouTube. I mean, they do full scripts. But anyways,
I'm not no comic books explained. You so beefy with that guy?
Yeah, that guy could go suck a fat dick for all I care.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I'm done with that guy. Wow. And I was trying to be helpful. I won't get into it. Long story short, that guy can suck it. Every time that he's on any of the Comic Storian guys' channel, I always give it a thumbs down and I go back.
Damn.
So,
dude, you need to start trolling him every time he's on there.
I hope Comic Storian is listening to this. In fact, tag him on it. And I hope he knows that his relationship with that salty MF-er is the reason why his statistics are going down.
You need to start beefing with him even harder. You need to, every time he's on there, be like, This says thumbs down because
he's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, man.
And then be like, and make sure you know you have to leave a comment though, so comic story knows it's you.
I'm like, come at me, bro.
Yeah. Be like, name a time and place. I'll come at you like a
spider Thor. Monkey.
I'll come at you like Thor came after Thanos.
Don't give them spoilers, son. They haven't seen this.
You don't know what happened. Hey,
speaking of which, spoilers. I'll give you guys spoilers now. Later this week, we'll be releasing our very first, what are we going to call this? Shit food review?
Things are going to make us. Budget food review.
But I guess. I want something more clickbait-ish. Things are going to make us shit blood.
That's not. Nobody's going to watch that. about.
What if we abbreviate it like TTMSB, right? People are like, what is TTMSB? And then the bottom of the thing in the description would be like, things that make us.
All right, you can try that.
Anyways, I wanted something more clickbaitish because I want to be like, review of 13 beef burrito from Alfredo's. is this real meat? Question
mark. value menu review. Value menu review.
Value menu review. That's not bad.
Yeah, you're welcome, world. That's the end of the podcast. We're fucking going online. No, it's not. We got more.
That's not bad. I might cop that. So yeah. Today we reviewed something. After last week,
I
talked about it hard last week. Well, I was talking mad shit about Taco Bell and Carl's Jr. I felt a little bad. And I felt like I needed to give them the benefit of the doubt. So we're going to attempt to eat some of these quote-unquote value foods.
All right.
And give you guys our thoughts on taste, quality, and whether or not we survive the night. And then we'll progressively increase our difficulty of these foods, right? At first, we'll start with something simple. And then later on, we'll work up to those questionable things where you're like, is this dog meat? What is this that I'm eating right now?
I think we possibly might have ate dog meat right now.
You would know. Your stomach would probably be like,
roof.
And then guilt would come into your soul.
Asian people do it all the time. They're fine.
They're soulless. That's what I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, I don't know, man. I think ultimately we need to work our way up, though. We can't just go from like nothing to. I mean, I can because I'm a goddamn man and I can eat probably chicken breast raw. But, all right. We need to go.
I told you, man. We got to go.
We got to go from here.
We should have went 0 to 100.
What's 100? What's 100?
Should have tried that place at Mexican food and also sushi.
No, that's the last place we're trying, dog. Because that we're literally going to be down for the count for a week.
So that's a Super Saiyan, God Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
That's the level we got to reach.
Yeah, no.
Right now we're Yamcha.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We're Saberman. We got to. No, wait.
No, Saberman was stronger than Yamcha. Right now we're Videl.
She's pretty strong too.
So
and that ass though.
Ultimately, we need to work our way up.
The real point is we need to work our way up. Anyways, while we're on it, man, how'd you like going to see Avengers? We saw it.
Without giving any spoilers, I liked it. I think it's a lot of fun. If you like those kind of movies, if you like the Marvel movies, I think they did a great job considering they had big shoes to fill. The nerd inside of me has some nitpickings. But that's something that I wouldn't talk about right now because it's too soon.
How did you like going on the first night like that? Have you done that before?
Honestly, dude, I'm surprised I wasn't like you weren't sitting on my lap. Because usually I never go to first day, first release, whatever it is. I usually don't go because it's usually pretty bad.
Yeah.
And there was actually kind of room there, but we went like on Thursday night.
Well, to be honest, the movie theater that we went to, the seats are a little bit wider, so that might have been
good.
It because that's how we. It's kind of why we go there because the seats are a little bit wider, so they're kind of like recliners for. Well, people haven't been there, but maybe the movie theater you go to might have them. So they're kind of like recliners, so they're a little bit wider. They're at least what like maybe double the size of a normal movie.
I don't know about double, but they're. You know, they're a few inches wider or whatever.
That dude's engine about to blow up.
Yeah. The only downside about those seats, though, is that I feel like the armrests are not close enough, so yeah. My arms are kind of like, what do I do with my arms? But yeah. Besides that, it was fine. It was fine. No, I was just saying it wasn't super packed. I was expecting there. Every time you see a premiere, especially for a movie this level, there's like a line outside waiting to get into the theater.
You know, the thing, too, all the tickets were, it was reserved seating. Right, yeah, right, so right. Everybody knew where they were sitting, so you didn't have to line up.
I guess, man.
And then... Because me and my sister got there a little bit earlier. There wasn't anybody in there. It was like me and like 20 other people. And then when you got there, I actually looked up and it was like really filled. And then were there was like more people on the bottom. So it was almost filled, probably 90% full.
Yeah, I've been to theaters when a movie isn't this big and it's been way more full. So I don't know if we just hit a good day because maybe people thought it was a Friday release and we saw it on Thursday night.
Well, yeah, and we got the second showing of... of it, because the first showing I think was at 7,
but what?
And that was sold out.
I thought it was supposed to. So they released it on Thursday instead of a Friday.
Yeah, they normally do that preview day.
I won't talk shit about that car because it was a Subi and it was respectable.
Yeah, they normally do that. I saw Batman vs Superman Thursday.
Don't even talk to me about that shit movie that you saw too many times.
And then I saw Civil War on Thursday too.
I waited till that was on video.
And
gay Captain America.
I'm a little mad Captain America didn't do more.
I think he did enough, dog. He's not super powered. I think the fact that he survived all those blankety blanks was a miracle in itself.
I thought you said blacks, and I was like, whoa. No, I don't think we saw.
I'm not giving no spoilers. Spoiler free podcast. Honestly, but anyways, some female listeners don't give a shit about this. All I'm saying is he did plenty.
If I say Captain America walking around shirtless, you're going to give a fuck. He might have been.
No, he wasn't.
Was Thor might have been. Might have been.
That, I always find an excuse for that dude to be huge, which, by the way, I found it hilarious because they had a shirtless scene in Thor Ragnarok. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
Unnecessary scene.
Yeah.
But they had added in there, which, by the way, in Thor Ragnarok, not in Infinity War, in Thor Ragnarok, that dude must have been flexed, like pumping right before every single scene because he was huge in that movie.
Yeah, dude was yoked.
Like in the movie, like he was like holding up something, giving it to somebody, and his bicep vein was about to rip out. But in Infinity Wars, he's looked like a normal dude. He looked like a yoked dude, but he looked like a normal dude, right? Yeah. But in Ragnarok, he was gigantic. Like he had a pump in every single scene.
Yeah, I think because they're like, oh, he has to be fighting, so we got to make sure he keeps
even
his...
in a non-fighting scene.
Yeah, no, but I think that's what they're like.
Even like in the scene where he's sitting in the room with the Hulk. Spoilers for those that haven't seen Thor Ragnarok, but it's on video, by the way. Go watch it; it's pretty good. He's like sitting and hanging out with the Hulk, and he's just sitting there, just talking to him, and his freaking biceps about to rip out. I was like,
yeah, that's a real man, son.
I guess so.
It's a real man, not like you.
Stop ruining the movie for people. Anyways,
no, I meant actual you.
Shit. No, don't make me take off my shirt, bro. Dude, it's hot out here.
It's
maybe it's because I'm drinking hot coffee.
Yeah, why are you drinking hot coffee, man?
And I'm going to chew on some of these Viter Energies here in a second or two. You know what I'm saying? Giving them the shout out.
I don't even know why you're drinking coffee. You had three of those coffee things.
What? Oh, the Viter Energies? Yeah.
Why don't you just mix those Viter Energies into your coffee?
Because nobody wants a latte that tastes like mint, spearmint, apparently.
Mm. Guess not. Oh, man.
Can you taste the difference between spearmint and peppermint?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So, anyways, it's worth the watch. Definitely worth the watch.
Yeah, go see it. If you're a fan of those movies, you'll like it.
I think even if you're not, you might.
Eh.
Oh, actually, probably not. There's a lot of history you might need to know.
You need to know a lot about it to kind of get the jokes.
You might have to watch Phase 3 of Marvel. And if you don't know what that is, then you're
SOL. Yeah. No, there's people that won't like it. Like Milo. Milo doesn't like any of the Marvel movies. He saw Black Panther and he wasn't impressed. I was like, excuse me? Shout out to Milo. I'm like, excuse me? That movie was a thrilling ride. And not because this is my people. The thrilling ride. Go ahead, dog.
So confirm, Milo racist. Okay. I'm going to put that in here in notes.
Oh, dude.
Milo racist.
Speaking of shout out, you had a shout out this week.
That's what I was looking at.
Yeah, get to that
right,
list.
Right below Milo's
racist
and make some awards for somebody at work. I got to give a shout out to Stanley Bedford for making The comment of the week.
What did he do? What did Stanley? What did my boy Stanley do?
He put out the comment of the week.
That's right. But what? Where? Where did he do that? How did? How did people
that get on one of our videos, our much watch videos?
Yeah, that was a popular one. In fact,
I'm gonna go back and look for you for a second.
I'll talk while you do that.
Talk for a second. It's gonna take me like a minute.
It's gonna take you 35 seconds.
We sent a lot of Bible quotes out this week to each other, so you know.
You gotta go back. You gotta go back and.
So many good Bible ones, like that one in John or whatever. You know,
John 3:16.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, man. See, so he posted a comment on one of on this channel, actually, one of the videos, for the reaction video. So those are actually incredibly popular, and you know, somebody has like 3 or 4 videos they got to edit, and they haven't done it yet, and they've had it for like 5 months. But I'm not gonna name names. You know, somebody did a few reaction videos, and
I found it.
All right, so you found it.
So we did a video to Samuel.
Okay.
Apparently that's his name, just Samuel. What is in my butt?
That was a funny video. Go check it out.
Apparently it has 32,000 views.
He's got I don't know how much he's got exactly, but he's got a lot.
42 million views. I just looked.
Yeah,
he's
got 4.3 million. Casey Neistat's mad at me right now.
That's right.
Stealing his views.
That's right. He said, "Oh my God, I challenged my friends to watch this during lunch. We almost got caught because they were laughing so hard."
Yeah, man, that video is hilarious.
Shout out to that dude.
And shout out to Boski for showing us that video, or telling us about that video.
Yep, that has 29 billion views. I just checked.
Yeah, it's got like, yeah, it's got a few.
It has
it's
the whole population of China.
It's got a few, you know what I'm saying?
You don't want to brag.
I don't want to brag or nothing, but that's a good video.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so shout out to Sam. You know, and if you want to get a shout out for the best comment of the week, why don't you go watch some of the fucking videos and make some comments?
Like, please, we need all the videos, you know, all the views you can get.
Why don't you get some? Why don't you go back there and look at some of the wonderful treasure?
We need the compound money.
Yeah, man, go over there and watch the Double Dragon highlight video I made. That was gold on its own.
Did you do that? Is that a thing you did?
You're better off going through playlists, dog, because if you go through every podcast, you got 96 podcasts.
Which one would it be in?
It's in reaction videos. You know why? Because I'm a freaking professional, and I have everything categorized on my channel.
All right, let's see how many we got.
Bugs are eating me right now, by the way.
Wow, we only got almost 4,000 views. Wow, really? That's it?
I thought it was more.
I thought it was more, too. 45 thumbs up.
Yeah, man. How many thumbs down?
4 thumbs down.
4 to 40-something? That's a pretty good ratio.
It's pretty good. I don't want to brag.
Milk Tank's friends here. Anyways.
Back on my channel. Strike Back Games. Oh! Don't be braggadocious. I haven't uploaded a video in, I don't know, about a year and a half. Got 10 more subscribers. Oh! Don't want to brag, though. You know, whatever. All of us can be, pro at this YouTube
maybe
game.
You should just fucking come out with some more videos then, dog.
Nah, I'm good. We're doing good. We're doing good.
It's not doing anything for you. You're not coming out with content.
Look, man, I want to tell you. Who are you to tell me how to run this YouTube
game? Are you going past my videos that have all the views and the Darksider videos? And my Xbox video that is teaching people how to put a new hard drive on there?
I'm going to my videos.
Oh, I got you.
The views.
Gotcha. Okay. You want to hurry up and stop being braggadocious and you want to get on topic or something?
I am. All the views I got.
Yeah, because Dead Space is great on podcasts.
I can't. I'm just amazed by all the videos I got.
You wanna get back on track here?
I'm sorry. I'm a little hard right now.
I'm about to fucking beat the shit out of you. Wow. I'm about to choke you. I'm about to pause this, and while you're distracted, I'm gonna choke you out, and I'm gonna wake you up in 2 seconds when you regain consciousness.
Yeah. Well.
Get together, dog.
Anyways.
Get together. This is another reason why I need to take your phone away from you and give you a legal pad. Just so you can write things down.
Actual legal pad?
Yeah, like an actual legal
anyways,
pad.
Shout out to... Seriously,
like a fucking
though.
Cat. You get distracted with rolling objects.
Shout out to Stanley Bedford.
Anyways, that was a long fucking shout out.
Hey, man. This is just going through some old stuff. It's just crazy that I can't believe we... Like, some of that stuff is like 6, 7 years old. It's crazy.
Yeah, but now there's more and more people on YouTube than there used to be. Yeah. Like that YouTube is actually like a legitimate Yeah, I just pop one of these vitamin energies. I need all the energy available, dog. I need it all. I'm like Galactus. I need it all. Anyways.
I think you might be a little addicted to those.
I'm like, no, dog. I'm like shaking. Am I shaking as I'm opening? Why would you say that? Hold on. Let me just have a couple.
Why?
I'm like, it's like meth, dog.
Yeah.
No, man.
Affordable meth.
It's only like $5 a tin, dog. It's nothing. It's like 20 cups of coffee in there. 10 cups of coffee in there.
Yeah, I guess.
And I just had a cup of coffee. Plus, I need a mint. You know what I'm saying? I had coffee, so you need to have the mint with
okay,
it.
Okay, but the mint has coffee. This. Yeah.
So I just had a cup and a half of coffee. People drink coffee all the time. Doesn't matter. It's like 3 in the morning. Doesn't matter.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Anyways, what's going on? Oh, so how do you feel about this Instagram policy stuff, man? Because I keep avoiding any sort of acknowledgement. And now everybody's doing it. Facebook has a new policy.
Right.
Instagram has a new policy. Google's got a new policy. I got emails from other people being like, hey, here's our new policy and what we're doing with your information.
Okay, so first thing, as I didn't know, apparently Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same person.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's another reason why I was like, he already has my info, so I guess I might as well just start one for my super secret project coming out in a few months.
I mean, I haven't agreed to it yet.
I haven't either.
My real question is, if you don't agree to it, like, do they like suspend your account?
We'll see. It's really funny. Like, I had a friend of mine that, or a family member that was like, oh, have you read the new policy? I'm like, nope, I haven't read it at all. And they were like, oh, I think I'm going to quit this social media because I don't agree with it. And I'm like, you're going to quit social media? I want to see this happen because I don't believe you. Like, it's hard for people to quit social media. And like someone like myself who uses, for example, just Instagram to just plug some of the stuff that we're doing during the week,
yeah,
whether it's the podcast or soon the, what is it?
Super Secret Project?
No, the Value Menu Food or what is it? What'd you call it?
Value Menu Review.
Value Menu Review. Now that we're doing that shit, like
VMR.
I need social media in order to actually push some of these things out and let people know that stuff's going on. Which, by the way, I fucking milked it. Those are all milk tanks, friends. Anyways.
Motherfucker. Me and you have known each other 35 years now.
Uh-huh.
We are two people.
Yeah.
Ask me how many more friends I have. Go ahead, ask me.
How many friends you got, dog?
Three other ones.
You're like, my sister's one of them.
My sister is one of them. My dog is another one of them. So that's two more people that I can call up at any one moment. Now, can I call them to meet me at said place right now, at this moment? No, they're busy. They have their own lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what, too? If we did want to get together, they have their own goddamn house where we could do that.
We need a green room again. Anyways, how are we talking about?
How Thanos was right?
No, Thanos was right. But anyways, shit, what were we talking about? Oh, Instagram's privacy policies. I just can't see myself not using Instagram or any some of the other features that I need for marketing. And I mean, if you're one of those weirdos, man, that tags where you are, tags all your people, tags every single thing and locations and people, and I'm like, yeah, they got a pretty good amount of info on you.
I mean, that's true.
How much can you gather? I mean, I'm totally showing you behind the curtain here, but I mean, how much can you tell about my shit based on my social media? I mean, you're just like, this motherfucker likes working out. This guy puts out a lot of questionable content.
Right.
And he takes pictures of random shit. You know, I'm sure people from jiu-jitsu that figure out or find out about my social media, and now it's going to be a lot easier with Facebook, I'm sure they're like, I don't know if I want to talk to this guy. He's talking about some weird shit on his little clips here. He's talking about Like the other clip I put out today about like you're like talking about me choking women out or whatever. It's just like that's the clip of the week, and they're gonna be like, "Is he doing jujitsu chokes on her?" No, you're totally talking about me laying Ning and choking chicks out. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious. First thing.
They're gonna be like, "Wow, no wonder he's good at choking. He's got a lot of experience. It came natural to him. Now I know why."
I wonder why he tried to grab me with his hand instead of at the guillotine.
I'm like, most people need to do a rear naked choke with their arm wrapped around the neck. He could just do it with his hand.
Well, that's crazy. He's trying to darce me.
Great grip on his hands.
He's trying to darce me with his hands. That's impossible.
Yeah, man. So I wonder what they think sometimes. And some guys that can just take what it is for what it is. Like, they take entertainment for what it is, and they look at it, and they're like, dude, those clips are hilarious. And I'm like, thanks. Like, my boy Top Gun. I call him Top Gun because he flies fucking fighter jets for the military. We were laughing the other day. He was telling me about that Pickle Rick episode where they want to beat somebody up or something. And remember you showed me that clip where they get all juiced out. They're, like, working out, and they get juiced out, and they sort of start beating the shit out of people randomly. Ah, so good.
Yeah, man, I told you.
I gotta watch that show.
You gotta watch that show. It's hilarious.
I know. I'm behind, dog.
Hilarious. But the social media stuff, I mean, I see how people are. It's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like drugs, but it's a good example. Like, if you haven't done it, like, if you're not on social media, you're fine. Like, you're not missing nothing. But once you're on it and you're using it, like, every day, it's gonna be a little bit harder.
Especially, like, for me, that I have, like, an office job, and so, like, it's so easy to, like, just pick up your phone and then just look at your feed, and you're like, all right, put it back down.
Like,
pick
your phone.
But like, I'm on social media way too much.
Yeah, like, my sister, she doesn't have, she used to have Facebook, like, years ago, but she don't have it anymore. She's never had an Instagram. I keep telling her to get one so I can tag her on shit, like, while I'm at work. But she won't do it because she's like, I don't want Skynet to know anywhere where I'm at more than it already does. And so I'm like, all right, you know, that's respectable. But, you know, if you do have it, I it's going to be a little bit harder to get rid of it.
Yeah. And well, that's why somebody like Ari, who got rid of his social media, he went back to a flip phone. Wow, like, he didn't get rid of social media because he needs it sometimes to plug some of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does is that he has a flip phone, and whenever he needs to do something for his business, pick up the goddamn chair, it's 2 pounds. Anyways, whenever he needs to do something for his business, like plugging his shows, he'll go on somewhere that has Wi-Fi, and he has like a iPad or whatever, and he does it all through that, which is smart, right? Like, that's a way of disconnecting with not necessarily disconnecting, you know? So that's an option for sure.
You know, the other way to look at it too, man, is just accept the terms and conditions, man. What does it really matter?
Well, I guess it depends on what they're doing. Right? Like, well, what if they're logging into your phone and just looking at their camera? Like, what if right now they're just looking at my camera?
Hey, man, then I'm like, what's up? And if you catch me later, you're going to see me, you know, unload a few, just buck-ass naked.
Just shoot a couple rounds.
Just unloading like a few.
Your home shooting range?
Yeah. Just unloading some ropes out in the trash can, just buck-ass naked.
Wow, dog, you just shoot him in the trash can like a fucking professional, huh?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Pull out the tube sock and shit, just go with them. Give the FBI something to look at.
You're over here looking at, like, you're holding the camera up. You're like, you looked at it. You looked at it? Yeah,
Steve at the FBI. You like that?
You're like, yeah, FBI, you like that? Let me show you what's up.
Get the chain shot.
I can see that. You're like, yeah, CIA, come at this.
Yeah.
You're like, what's that fucking dude that owns Facebook?
Zuckerberg.
You're like, come here, Zuckerberg.
Dude, that's the most savage shit. I'm just going to start aggressively saying this shit. Just see if they're listening. I'm like, Chicky Zuckerberg.
He's like, they're like, like keywords come up on their shit, and there's like, hold on, somebody's saying Zuckerberg's name. Log into that phone, and it's over here. You just aggressively, over here aggressively just being to me. That's,
yeah, they're like, what?
They're like, what's going on here?
Like, get the new guy to watch him. Get the new FBI recruit to watch that guy.
And the bigger savage thing is, like, if they were able to see what you looked at, and it's like you're over your lane, you're up to a picture of Data from Star Trek.
Yeah. Teletubby porn. Oh, Teletubby lore.
Yeah, man, I guess. It just depends on, like, it really is. You never know. Like, if you're giving access to an app to your phone, like, you never know if it has, like, the ability to kind of get in and pop into your stuff, right? Like, that's my whole thing for not having, like, an Alexa or a Google thing. You know, those things that you just talk to them. You're like, hey, Google, tell me what. Add this random ass shit to my. I'm like, you're like, add condoms to my grocery list. You're like, hey Alexa, I need you to add some KY jelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never found the need for those things either. It's like, are you that lazy that you can't unlock your phone and
mom
add it?
My mom and sister used Alexa for that.
Like what? For what?
They're like, oh hey Alexa, add chicken to the list. Or my sister will be making dinner. She's like, hey, Alexa, play obscure Asian band to play Naruto opening number 7. And it'll do it. So it's kind of cool.
I guess, but that's some, like, first world dumb shit. Like,
yeah, I tell it to do all kinds of shit. I'm like, hey, Alexa. I'm like, play Bleach opening number 7. Make sure it's a good one. It's like, okay. I'm like, wow, you know too much. But, yeah, I mean, you don't really need that. Like, it doesn't do anything.
No, that was my big thing, too, with the Xbox One. When they first advertised it, they had the Kinect that came with it, and they were like, it's always on. And people were like, what? It's always on? And that was, like, Xbox tanked. And, you know, just the other day I saw, I Googled the numbers of PS4 sales versus Xbox sales. It like PS4 sales are incredibly higher than Xbox sales. Like it's almost like 2/3 higher than Xbox sales. Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a difference of like 40 million consoles.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I was originally very vocal. I think I even talked about it on the podcast back in the day. Like you're going to have to go to podcast 1, but I talked about how you know that's such a blatant violation of your privacy just to have something that's always on like that and you can't shut it off. That's a big deal. That's why in the beginning I was so anti-Xbox. I was like, I'm going back to PlayStation. Just going back to it. I mean, now I own an Xbox, but I don't own a Kinect. I don't have any of that shit. But who's to say that, like, my phone's not constantly listening to me and, you know, checking all my shit? So who knows?
That's why sometimes you just gotta do some obscure shit, man.
you're all like, picture Ruben just kind of coiled up, his back's all rounded.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, Zuckerberg.
No, man, just take him to the bathroom with you. Just take a piss, take a shit.
At this point, you're just like, man, you can have whatever video of me you want. Like, I'm running to be president or anything.
No, man, just let it, just do some obscure shit.
Hey, man, if anything, look at that Anthony Weiner guy. How many times did that guy get caught sending dick pics to chicks? And yeah. he's still in politics, isn't he?
I guess. Look at Trump, man. He banged all kinds of porn stars.
Yeah, but nobody's been able to really prove it yet. Like, if there's a video of him doing it, then it'd be a little questionable, right? But right now, it's more about, like, Anthony Weiner literally sent a DM of his wiener, by the way, to another chick. How fucking Matrix is that right now? That it's some comic book shit. That this guy called Anthony Weiner, all right, is a politician, and he's sending dick pics to random women. I'm like, this is like, it's like I couldn't even written this shit myself, how ridiculous this situation is. And it didn't happen once. It didn't happen twice. I think it happened 3 times.
Hey, man.
And then he finally got a divorce from his wife or whatever because he had a sex addiction or some shit. I'm like, oh, so you just gave in to your primal monkey nature is what you did. Sex addiction, my ass.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
I guess, man. Fuck all that noise.
Some people really like it. Is this a new Taylor Swift song playing?
I don't know, man. You know all that shit. I don't listen to that chick. She's too whiny for me.
Oh, man, was there a lot of traffic yesterday going to work?
Nah, I didn't notice anymore. Why?
Because, you know, everybody had the day off. A lot of teachers had the day off. All the teachers.
Oh, for that Red for Ed or whatever the fuck? Yeah. Ed for Red or whatever? Yeah, I don't know, man. I didn't pay attention to any of it.
Damn, son.
Dog, when you've had as little sleep as I have this week, not a lot of things go through your head. Your head's on 50%. And when you're overdosing on these Vita Energy pills, or mints, not pills, Vita Energy, wintergreen flavor, by the way.
What, they got other flavors?
I believe they do. But this is what I'm taking right now. There's about four of these left. I might polish these off tonight.
Let's say he's just going to finish them off right here.
Polish them off right now. So for some reason, this coffee is not doing anything for me. Anyways. Yo, so I was thinking about this earlier this week. I think about some random shit when I'm half asleep and I'm driving, which, by the way, dangerous situations this week. Like literally.
Why did you work so much this week? Literally
nodding off as I'm driving the freeway.
Why did you work so much this week?
It's just my hell week. I got like a late meeting one day, and then I have another late meeting the next day. And sometimes I have a late meeting that day, and then I have a really early meeting the next day. So it's fucked.
But you still went to jujitsu and all that?
No. Oh. No, in those days I can't do shit. Like I go to work hella early. I come home, I go to sleep, and I do it again. Mm. Like there's no time for anything. Those days I don't do. But you know what's funny? It's like, I bet you if I could fit training in there somewhere, I'd feel better. But I think it's just that tiredness and then just freaking exhaustion and then not sleeping great and then knowing I got to get up and do it again, it fucks with your sleep cycle. Even though I was kind of going to bed around the same time I would normally go. It's just something about that kind of flow of the work fucks me up. And dude, I only vaguely remember doing this back in the day when I worked out way out east when I was working for the commercial plumbing company. That I remember, like, literally, like, I would drive and I'd be so exhausted because I was working way out there and going to school too. And I remember just like my head will like my eyes will close, but they open and they close. It's like a wave in the ocean. And it kind of bobs up and down. Like my eyes will close and open. And I'm like literally when they close, I'm asleep. You know how I know? Because I'm dreaming for like a second and then my eyes open back up. It's like some weird safety mechanism where it's like they close and they open back up. And I'm like, oh, I'm driving. I'm like, speed's good. And like, and it's involuntary because I'm so fucking exhausted. Jeez, but anyways, man. That's not my point. My point was, I was thinking about this. Sometimes I get, you know how some people, they got to get high to think about some trippy shit. Mm-hmm. And some people would get high and they'd be like, oh,
minorities.
Man, why is the universe always spinning in the same rotation?
All the minorities.
No, it's all people just get high as shit. Oh, yeah. There's a guy on YouTube that he said something. I was like, that's a good point. This is like some high person thought. All right. If Woody from Toy Story thought he was real and not a toy, then why did he go limp whenever the kid came back in?
You mean Buzz?
Buzz. Yeah. If Buzz thought he was really Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
Why didn't he go limp when the kid came in? Why did he go limp?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he would go limp like the other ones, I think. But anyways, that was some shit I saw on a YouTube video, some guy talking, and I'm like, that's a good point.
I don't think he went limp. I think he just stood still.
But why would he stand still if he thought he was real?
Because he thought that kid was an invader, so he had to stand still.
I'd have to rewatch it to be able to correct that. But anyways, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, sometimes some people got to get high as shit to get to those kind of thought processes. You know how I get there? Tired. When I get tired, I think of some dumb shit. So this is one of the dumb shit I was thinking about as I was driving home one day, trying to stay conscious. I was like, you know, man, women, and we're going back to this women thing again, women like to dismiss very much so how men are like I'll talk to women and I'll tell them how men are totally like biologically built to like breed. Like it's some weird biological priority in our you know, subconscious somewhere. And I'll say that to women are like, yeah, it's just an excuse for dudes to fuck around, right? I get that kind of conversation, and I'm like, oh, God, here, let's unpack this a little bit. That's how it usually goes. But I'm going to prove to you that is a thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to put you in a scenario. I'm going to put you in a scenario, and then you can tell me whether you'd follow through or you'd go home.
Okay.
All right?
Go for it.
All right. You meet a chick.
Right.
You're at a bar. You meet a chick, whatever. Okay. Everything, you're hitting it off. Things are going great. She's like, you want to go home to my place? And you're like, yes, I do.
For more liquor?
For I don't know, questionable situations. That's why you love that shit. You love questionable situations. Why are you even questioning this?
Because.
Anyways, assuming you're gonna go get some.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
I don't know why you're making this scenario so difficult.
No, I thought that's what we're doing.
No.
Oh, okay.
So you're going back to your place, right? All right.
You're
following me.
Got you.
Things start getting hot and heavy.
Gonna get laid.
Right. Things start getting hot and heavy. And then she pulls down her pants.
Right.
And she's got hairier legs than you.
Okay.
Do you stop it or do you keep it going?
Keep it going, man. I eat Starburst with half a wrapper on there.
All right. So now let's backtrack it a bit. So you're now at her place. And she takes off her pants.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a fake leg. Do you stop it?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
All right. I'm proving a point here. So now let's backtrack.
I'm like
again.
Limpy. Does that affect anything I'm doing here?
All right.
Listen, peg leg Pete. Is that an apparatus you need to conclude this?
All right. Let's go back then. Let's go back again. We're back at the hot and heavy point, right?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm such a dry spell right now. Anything besides you saying it's a man, I'm going to say yes to.
So what if she's got like a China clit where it's like really big? Steroids are that to women, by the way, ladies, just in case you're curious.
Oh, so
not
she
like
looks like China.
No, just has that portion of China.
Well, easier fine. Here we go.
I think I was thinking about that. I'm like, I think that's most dudes, right? Like, it'd have to be an extreme situation. Like, I bet you there's some guys that if a girl was like, look, I've got HIV and I've got like chlamydia or something.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah. But I bet you some dudes are like, are we wearing a condom? Yes. Okay. We'll take the risk. Like, I think there's some guys that will go that far, right?
Probably.
And my point to this is that all that is, honestly, is first of all, like, you're so, like, horned up that your mind is not thinking clearly. So you're making a lot of questionable decisions, things that you wouldn't normally do post. Let's say, for example, let's say you're super horny, right? And you're making some questionable decisions, but I bet you after you nut, after you complete your situation, I bet you you're 10 times more clear-headed.
Yeah.
I bet you your decision-making skills have tripled. And so that's my proof. My proof is that men are built to breed. They have some sort of weird, subconscious, innate thing for breeding and continuing the DNA. So much so that when they're horny or when they're in one of these situations, we're willing to make some questionable decisions. Real questionable. And your ability to think about things at those times go out the window. And that's another reason why dudes will like meet chicks and they're like, well, I'm not on the pill. And he's like, oh shit, I don't have any condoms. And they'll still risk it. And they know the repercussions. And they think the pullout method is like something you could just wave your cross around and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's the difference that women aren't understanding is the fact of being that what I have now coined the phrase, if you will, dictum.
Shirt coming soon.
Guys have a dictum situation that I think is a biological response to just being like, nope, get your DNA out there. We got to continue this bloodline. And that's a totally true statement. And women right now, all the women right now listening to this podcast, have their eyes rolled back so far on their skull they could see the brain waves in their head. All right. But I'm telling you, this is a real scenario. Talk to any dude. Talk to any of your heterosexual. And you know, fuck it. Talk to any of your gay dude friends, too. Include them in this conversation. And they're going to agree with me. You're going to make some questionable decisions.
You're a dude, there's one simple way. And it solves two problems with this. So if that situation does happen when you meet some chick in a bar and she's like, hey, we should go back to my place for some let's see, what's a funny term for it? I don't know.
For some deep sea diving?
Yeah, something like that. I can't think right now. So first thing, you say yes. And so when you get back to her place, first thing you do, or maybe even before you get back to her place, be like, yeah, let me go take a piss real quick before we head back. what you do is you go to that restroom, you rub one out.
Dude, but
The reason because is after you, because you're so horned up, you're not thinking right.
Right.
So if you get one out real quick, one, then you're going to see with your actual thinking glasses on. And you're going to be like, wow, I don't know if I should do that.
Yeah.
The address she gave me is not, doesn't add up. Like the address she gave me, 123 Fake Street, I don't think that's a real street.
No, I'm assuming you're already there. But my point is that I think you're asking for a lot of a dude. If you already got a chick that's willing to have sex with you, and she's like on a bed naked or something,
hey,
you're not going to go to the bathroom and rub one out.
Hey, I'm saying before. I'm saying, and then two, that solves one problem because you're thinking straight now. Two, now that you got the first one out, it's way harder to get the second one out. So there you go.
Pro tip for you.
Pro tip.
Yeah, man. I know women are totally like rolling their eyes to this, but it's totally true, by the way. Talk to any of your male friends.
Yeah, man, it's true.
Totally true.
I just told you right now. I was like, yeah, man, anything to show her being a dude. I've been like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah,
like,
man,
so
I'm
you seeing on my face or what? What's going on?
I'm waiting. I'm over here like face up with my tongue out.
Look, I'm just here and I can breathe. We're going to solve this problem or what?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. It's a total thing. And so women are not going to believe this, but it's totally a thing. All right, man. I got a little story to tell, which is a very, very brief one. Do you want me to tell it, or you got any last minute things you want to talk about?
Let me check my small notepad.
I'm going to get you a legal pad for next week.
Oh, no, we can do it next week.
All right. So
this other one you weren't keeping up with, so I'm not going to make a big deal about it.
My bad. So I was told a story by my friend, and it's not my story, but I thought it's appropriate for the podcast, so I will tell it to you, ladies and gentlemen. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were telling me this hilarious story about something that happened to them while they were having sex with their boyfriend. And they were talking about how the boyfriend, I guess, had been watching a lot of porn. And he wanted, because in pornography, usually there's a lot of spray downs, right? If you know what that means, maybe Google it. Yeah.
Urban Dictionary it.
and so he like was begging her and begging her and begging her and begging her. And she's like, no, no, no. Because I think for some women it is kind of degrading, right, in a way.
A little.
Yeah, a little. And I guess he was begging her and begging her and begging her. And eventually I guess she was like, all right, fine, right? So I guess they were, you know, getting down to business. And I guess the dude was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, finish or whatnot. And then I guess he was taking a little longer than she expected for him to, like, you know, shoot the ropes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for like a split second, apparently, and at the wrong moment, she kind of opened her eye and it got in her eye. And she was just like, oh, no, it burns. It's like it burns. And I guess, like, you know, at that point there's a lot of fears and things that go into your mind, and I guess she was just like wondering if she's gonna be blind or some shit, or like I was thinking of some weird Spider-Man shit where it just like closes up your eye and just seals it shut. I'm just like, got that Venom symbiote, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's just wrapping around her head.
Has like a mind of its own, it gets bigger.
It becomes a fucking eye from Soul Calibur.
Oh, man. Some of y'all are not going to get that reference.
Oh, it's funny for us because we do.
So, yeah, man. So that was just a quickie little story I want to tell because I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, the eye from Soul Calibur. That's bad.
I'm going to Photoshop us on some Soul Calibur shit. Oh, man. Anyways, that's my...
She's like, wash it off or what?
So I guess she was fine after she got it out, but she was just freaking out. I guess it burned too. That can't be good for you, dude. What if it's like,
probably ate a bunch of Taco Bell before.
Have you ever seen that episode of House where the guy has actually like tapeworms in the back of his eye?
Mm-mm.
And so like he was seeing weird things move around. What if that's it, dude? Like it got into the eye fluid and then just went to the back of the eyeball, and so now like forever she sees like little things swimming around.
Maybe.
And the friggin' sperms in the eye being like, where is the egg, man? We've been going out in circles in here. What's going on?
It's terrible.
They told us to go left at the red spot, but apparently we're back here at the Iris. What's going on?
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible, but it isn't my story. I just hope I did a good job of telling it. If you got stories like this, feel free to send those
over
to me.
Tell us your first spray down story.
Yeah. Feel free to send those to me via DM, via PM, via email, which we still need to create one for Mystery Girl. It's a filter. But, yeah, or Twitter, because Ruben's on that Twitter tip. So let us know. Twitter's another one that's got a privacy change. But, yeah, let us know. We're curious.
I'm not going to lie, man. New Twitter is just pretty much to get the name out there. I mean, you can't follow it unless you want, like, wrestling updates or, like, show updates of what I'm watching. It's just random shit I do it throughout the week.
Yeah, but you got to try to be funny, dog. You got Tommy Toho on this bitch.
I'm pretty funny on there. Like, if you watch the shows I'm watching, yeah, I'm pretty spot on. But
yeah, but you got to start, like, retweeting some of the...
I do.
Oh, do you? Yeah. All of them?
Pretty much most of them, yeah, man.
I've been doing this like a pro, dog. So, like a pro. Anyways.
Yeah, you don't have to follow that one. But just as long as you're following Jonathan's main one, you're good.
Yeah, I'll post all kinds of stuff.
But, yeah. Did you get any...
I need to stop putting some weird-ass noises. Anyways. Any last plugs, dog? You want to give a shout-out to anything?
No, man. We got a lot of plugs in this week.
Let's see. What do I want to plug? Once again, Vital Energy. Shout out to you for these very addicting mints. You know, if you want to send me a case of these,
that'd be great.
That'd be great. What else? What else are we gonna plug? Follow Motivated Results on Instagram. This is my only teaser for this. Do it. Do it now. What else? Later this week, there's going to be our new series, Value Menu Review. Caffeine's not kicking in, dog.
VRM.
Value Menu Review is coming soon. Actually, this week. I'm going to get them up quick. I don't know what day I'll release it. Probably Tuesday. Tuesday?
Sure.
Maybe Tuesday.
Wednesday? Next Thursday? Wednesday.
All right. So maybe Wednesday. Pay attention to this channel. It'll be a quickie review on things that potentially make us get a colonoscopy.
Maybe. Yeah. You know what we should do? Eat some of that spinach, just making everybody sick.
All right. I'm going to like do that thing. Like, you eat it first, I'm going to spit mine out real quick. Nah, man. Food poisoning sucks.
Hey, man, did you get any feedback from the podcast last week?
Nope. But anyways, that's it, ladies and gents. All our shit's down below, social media. Go check out our iTunes Throwback Podcast this
how
week.
How are those doing?
I have to look at the stats. I haven't looked at them.
Damn, son.
Dog, there's only so much shit I can do in a day. All right, I'm busy. I will get to those.
You stop slinging dick.
This dude called me up on Thursday.
And I was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm working. He's like, I'm balls deep. I'm like, whoa.
I wish.
I'm like, it's 11:30 on a Thursday, man.
I'm like, you hear that? You hear that noise? Yeah.
He's like, I'm getting this nurse head. I'm like, what?
What?
I'm like, that's a shirt idea. Nurse head.
Oh, and then we get that nurse from Animaniacs.
Yeah.
Yeah. See how my brain works when I'm tired? It's perfect. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gents. Look at all the social shit down below. Don't forget to listen to the iTunes ones. What I'm going to start doing now is for those of you that are listening to this on YouTube and you're like, I don't want to get iTunes and get to download the Throwback Podcast, I'm going to link the Podbean URL so you can go in and listen to these just on the website. You can do it right now. It's one click, and then you press play. Don't be lazy. You got time. You're working right now. That's it. Anything last words, dude?
No, man. I think we got everything this week. I think it was very good this week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, especially you ladies, make sure you wear those research goggles. What are those things called? Safety goggles? Wear safety goggles. Avoid some of these problems.